You're listening to Generation Connect. I'm Riley Gold. I'm a junior at Lincoln High School in Portland, Oregon. I'm a 17-year-old Jewish United States citizen.
I'm Mickey Roy. I'm 14. I'm a freshman at Lincoln High School. My dad's from India and my mom's from Alaska.
I'm Gina. I'm 14, also a freshman at Lincoln High School, and I'm Italian Catholic.
I'm Maya. I'm 15. I go to Lincoln, and I'm Jewish.
I'm Salam. I'm 17, and I go to Skyview High School, and I'm Palestinian American.
My name is Leon. I'm 14 years old. I live in Jaffa.
I'm Yara. I'm 14 years old, I'm a Palestinian. Live in Jaffa.
I'm Yazan. I'm 17 years old. I live in Beit Jala, and I go to first school.
Hey, I'm Tamara. I'm from Bethlehem. I'm 15, and I go to first school.
My name is Maria. I live in Jaffa, 14 years old.
My name is Agar. I'm 14 years old, and I live in Tel Aviv.
My name is Noam. I'm 14 years old, and I live in Tel Aviv.
אני גם רוצה להדגיש שאנחנו כאן ילדים משלוש קבוצות. קבוצה אחת של יהודים שגרים בישראל, קבוצה אחת של ישראלים ממוצא פלסטיני, וקבוצה אחת של פלסטינים שגרים בשטחים של פלסטין.
Noam also wants to emphasize that we're here three groups of youth, Jews from Israel, Palestinians from Israel, and Palestinians from the occupied territories.
Where do you live, and what is it like there?
I live in Beit Jala. It's pretty nice to live in Beit Jala because it's a small town and it's mostly Christian. So in ceremonies like Christmas and Easter, we have a lot of great and fun, very lovely ceremonies to do in churches. Like yesterday, people went to a church and they sang in the street. We have a lot of activities in ceremonies time, like Easter or Christmas, and that's for me in Beit Jala. It's a small town, so it's very nice to live there.
I'm Leon in Jaffa. I'm going to say that Jaffa is 5,000
years. Leon is saying that, first of all, Jaffa is 5,000 years old city. It contains so many ancient things. We have the port in Jaffa. And so many other very old buildings and also touristic places.
وكتير محل انه حلو الواحد يزورها ويتمتع فيها وهلا كمان عم ببنوا منتزه
and there are so many other interesting places to visit and also they are building in other park along the sea of Jaffa
بيافا فيش يعني كانيونات ومحلات اللي نروح عليها بس في تل ابيب ومناطق القريبه اللي بنفع نشتري منها وفي كمان البحر اللي هو قريب علينا.
Yara is saying that in the other hand, Jaffa has no shopping centers and entertaining places, so we need to go to the other side, which is Tel Aviv, to have these things.
تل أبيب بس كتير قريب يعني.
And she emphasizes that Tel Aviv is very close to Jaffa.
بس ده زيد إشي اللي عم بيصير بيافا بس بالفترة الأخيرة هو إنه في كتير بيوت اللي عم بهدموها أو إنه بيطلعوا منها الفلسطينية اللي موجودين بيافا.
But I have to add in other thing that is happening within the last few years in Jaffa that the municipality is destroying houses and expelling Palestinian people who live in these houses for years in Jaffa.
وعم ببنوا يعني بيوت اللي هي حلوة وكبيرة عبال البحر وبيعها بأسعار كتير غالية إنه العرب اللي موجودين بيافا بيقدرش يشتروها فبيجوا ناس من يعني يهود وناس غير اللي بيكون معهم مصاري وبيشتروا وبضلش محل نسكن.
And instead of that, she adds, she continues, instead of these houses, in other luxury apartments are built, and other people who are mostly Jews who has lots of money comes to live in these places. So the Arabs, the Palestinians have nowhere to live in. So they need to leave the city.
Okay, I'm Hagar from Tel Aviv. יש אצלנו בעיר הרבה דברים לעשות. יש הרבה חנויות וקניונים ומסעדות ואת הים, כבר אמרתי.
From Tel Aviv, so in Tel Aviv there's lots of things to do. There's shops and malls and restaurants and the sea.
אפשר להגיע להרבה מקומות בקלות, ללכת לחברים, זה לוקח כמה דקות. כאילו, הכל במרחק נגיע אם רוצים.
There's lots of things very close to each other. It's really easy to get to friend's house, very close distance.
מאוד נוח לגור בתל אביב, וגם מרכז של הרבה ערים שנמצאות מסביב, וזה עיר מאוד גדולה, ובעצם יש שם הכל.
Noam adds that Tel Aviv is at the center of a lot of other communities, and it's very central and very comfortable to live there. And there's pretty much everything.
انا ماريا من يافا كنت بدي اضيف انه يافا كمان محل سياحي بيجوا منه ناس من كل انحاء العالم يجوا يشوفوها لسبب انه هي منطقه قديمه كثير بس
ماريا from Jaffa is adding that a Jaffa is a touristic site and a very old touristic site so people from around from all over the world also are coming to Jaffa in order to have the place to see the place because it's very unique.
I'm Tamar from Bethlehem. I live in Bethlehem. There is no shopping centers, no sea, no place to go. Okay, I want to ask a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Would you want to live outside of the US? Why or why not? Where would you want to live?
I want to live in South America for at least 2 years after college because I feel a little ashamed about how the United States and United States corporations have conducted themselves in those countries. And so I hope to someday volunteer there and try and do my part to right a little bit of what has been wronged.
Well, for me, I have lived outside the United States. And it was a great experience, and I learned a lot. And I would like to someday go and live out of the United States. And you learn a lot. There's different experiences and different ways of life, and it teaches you a lot of valuable lessons.
Well, I've moved a lot, but it's been mostly around a couple states in the U.S., and I think it's an important experience to have to live in a different country and experience a different culture. So I was hoping that maybe during college I could spend at least a semester in Italy, maybe with some of my family or maybe living on my own. And I think you learn a lot about how to accept different people. It's a really important experience to have and one that I don't think anyone should miss out on.
I would actually love to live in the Middle East because even though the governments seem to not have any agreement with each other, it's good to see that the people get along, and that gives me a lot of hope.
Would you like to live in the U.S.? And if so, where would you want to live and why?
Yes, of course, I would like to live in the U.S. I don't know why, but something attracts me to the U.S. Maybe the freedom that you have, the wide space that you can move, the fun places you can go to, the things you can do in your city, like going to swim at the sea, going to just moving, walking down the street. It's kind of something positive that I want to live it. And
I'm Tamar from Bethlehem. Actually, I went to Boston 3 weeks the last summer, and I really enjoyed a lot. You can go shopping what time you want. So I really would like to live in Boston again.
Layan is saying that I only want to visit there, but I don't think that I want to live there.
I agree with Leanne. I've lived in Long Island when I was 5 years old for 2 years. And it was nice, but I like living in Tel Aviv.
Cool.
I want to live in California, Long Beach.
Yes, thank you very much. Where have you visited in California?
I haven't been to the U.S.
I was in L.A. for 2 weeks, and I hope that in a delegation from school, and I hope that I will go to another one for 2 months.
We have a question to ask.
Okay. Go ahead.
Do you mingle or socialize with other Israeli or Palestinian young adults outside of Windows?
Yes, of course. Yeah, except because that make us more aware of what's happening, and we can see what the other side is seeing or what are they hearing from at their side about us. And yes, I meet Jewish people outside Windows because in Palestine we don't have a lot of work. The economic situation is not very pretty good. So my father works with Jewish people. Sometimes I come to our home to discuss work. I found them a bit nice. They're nice, the ones that they come, but I don't know about the others. So it's been a very good experience to know people outside Windows.
Okay, I want to answer too. I'm Hagal. It's more difficult to visit kids from Bethlehem. It's really hard, and I'm trying sometimes to meet girls from Jaffa because we are really good friends, and it's more easy to us. We can like walk or drive there.
أنا يلا من يافا و إنه إحنا عادة إنه دائما بنشوف يهود لأنه إحنا ساكنين قريب عليهم يهود من تل أبيب.
Yara is saying that because we live in Jaffa, generally we see so many times or daily we see Jews around.
ومنشوف كمان فلسطينية بس هقال لأنه شوي صعب إنه نلتقي إنه أغلب المرات اللي هي منلتقي فيها بيكون بشبابيك.
And also, and sometimes we meet Palestinians from the occupied territory, but it's much more difficult because of the borders. So we can meet only in Shababik, in Windows, Shababik Windows.
אני נועה מתל אביב. זה לא כל כך בעייתי לפגוש את הערבים שתושבים של ישראל, למרות שלא כל כך יוצא לי, אבל את מי שגר בשטחים הכבושים של פלסטין, בעזה ובבית לחם ובכל האזור הזה, אז יותר קשה לפגוש אותם, בגלל שהם קשה להם להשיג אישורים כדי להיכנס לישראל, ואז זה ממש בעייתי בגלל שאנחנו לא כל כך יוצא לנו להכיר אותם, וזה משפיע בצורה לא כל כך טובה על הסכסוך.
So Noam says that it's not so difficult to meet Arabs who live in Israel, even though she doesn't have so many opportunities to do so, but it's much more difficult to meet Palestinians from the occupied Palestinian territories because it's very hard for them to get permits to enter Israel. And this means that we don't get to know each other very well, and that has a negative impact on the conflict.
I'm Tamar from Bethlehem. Yes, I would like, but I can't go there because we have to have permission, a piece of paper which allow us to go to Israel, and you can't get it easy. You have to wait a long time, and sometimes we don't get it.
أنا ليان من يافا. بدي أقول إنه هلا اليوم يافا صارت أكثر مخلطة وصار فيها أكثر يهود وإنه انا حارتي اكثر انه بالاول صار فيها حار عرب انه الاغلبيه صار يهود انه انا صرت عايشه معهم.
Layan is saying that in Jaffa mostly people are the population is becoming more combined and there are more and more Jews who are coming to live in Jaffa and less Arabs who live in Jaffa. For example, my neighborhood, in the past there were so many Arabs, but today you can hardly see around and mostly are Jews.
Okay, we have a question for you.
Okay.
What do you think about the conflict?
Wow.
And what do you know?
Well, we know that both sides seem to be attacking, but neither population seems to know why it's really going on. I mean, it's really for religious freedom is what the government makes it out to seem like from both sides. But it seems like there might be a deeper issue how both sides just want the land.
Okay, this is Gina. And I don't think it's completely about I mean, part of the religion is that they want the land because they feel they have a right to it as their home. And so you can say that that's separate, but really it's also a big part of it. So.
Okay, this is Maya, and I think that's definitely not black and white. Like, it's really hard to say one thing that all the conflict is about, but I think that both sides are in a very difficult situation, and so it's definitely not an easily solved conflict.
This is Salam. I think that both sides need to take a little and give a little with each other because they're not gonna get what they want if they keep going on the path that they're going. They need to compromise and sit down and try to understand each other's side of perspective. Because that's the only way things will get resolved.
My name is Riley, and one of my teachers has a really good analogy for it. He calls it a three-dimensional chess game. And I would agree with that because it is just such a complicated issue that hopefully there will be a solution found soon. But it's been very difficult to solve so far.
All right. We have a question. What is your opinion of the United States?
أنا مريم من يافا بفكر عن أمريكا هي محل كتير كبير وفي أكيد أشياء أحسن من يافا وهي أكتر منطقة بنفع واحد يتمشور فيها.
Maria is saying that the United States is much bigger than Jaffa and it contains so many things more than Jaffa, and I think that we can do so many things, funny things there.
Okay. הגל, אני ממש אוהבת את אמריקה, לפי מה שאני יודעת ולפי כמה שהייתי שם. אני, זאתי, אוקיי, אמריקה ממש גדולה ויפה, יש שם מלאים לעשות ולא משעמם, אבל עדיין כאילו יפה ורגוע והכל נעים וכולם מנומסים וכאילו, כיף.
Hagar says, from what she knows and from what she saw visiting there, America is really nice. It's very big and beautiful, and there's lots of things to do, and that it's also very relaxed and good place to be.
לדעתי, אחד החסרונות באמריקה, ברוב הערים, הכל במרחק נורא נורא גדול אחד מהשני, ורק אם אני רוצה רגע ללכת לסופר, אז צריך לנסוע באוטו, וזה קצת מבאס.
Noam says that one of the advantages of America is that the distances are very far from each other, and even just to go to the supermarket, you have to drive in a car, and that's annoying.
I'm Yasin from Virgila. I don't know US very well. I know just from films and many series. And I think you have good people in U.S., and I can prove it by saying that you have elected Obama, like the president of the U.S., and that says it all. But the government isn't that well. Like the people, we're seeing that it's not helping the situation between Palestinian and Israeli people. So it's a positive negative side for U.S.
I'm Tamara from Bethlehem. U.S. is big and gorgeous, especially New York. I'd like to know again.
The best as it is, you know, America is كتير حلوة وكبيرة وده أقول يعني إيش عن اللي صار آخر فترة إنه لما اختاروا أوباما إنه يكون رئيس وبفكر. كان هذا مثل هون وكمان انه لو انه هون بيصير هيك شيء الكل حكى على اللي صار هذا لو انه بيصير هذا الشيء كمان هون انه بيكون رئيس اللي هو عارف بفكر انه هذا الشيء بخل علينا.
Yara is saying that I think that also the U.S. is very huge and nice place, but I want to talk a little about Obama and the last elections, that this thing that happened, that they chose Obama, is a very gorgeous thing, and I think that it should happen also here in Israel, and to elect in Arabian a government, some government guy or the...
Well, our next question was actually...
Arabian president.
Can our I say something before you ask?
Yes.
I want to say that after seeing what happened when you elected first this season from Bethlehem, when you elected Obama, I saw that the conflict between white people and black people have ended since it was for like the first... like forever for the U.S. citizens, but when I see that the conflict have is between black people and white people are now in peace, I can see that there's a bit hope for Israelis and Palestinians to live in peace too. So they kind of helped me personally to realize that we have hope and we can do something positive in the situation we're living in.
Do you think Israel will ever have a Palestinian president?
אני כאילו, אני בעד זה, אבל אני פשוט לא חושבת שזה כל כך יכול לקרות, בגלל שיש המון המון אנשים בישראל שיש להם דעות נורא ימניות ונורא גזענים, ואני פשוט, ויש בחירות דמוקרטיות, חוקר, ראש ממשלה ערבי, לצערי.
Noam says that she would be for it, but she doesn't think that it's possible because in Israel there's many people with very right-wing opinions and also a lot of racism, and because there's democratic elections, she just doesn't think that it's possible, to her dismay.
For me right now, I don't see it because I don't know that as a Palestinian... Palestinian would be ever the president of his ground with not his people living in it. Like, and a Palestinian is present for Israelis. Those are not his people, and this is his ground. So he cannot possibly. I don't think he'll accept it. The person, from my point of view.
كيف ما انا شايف الوضع هلا مش عم بيتحسن انه كل ما الوضع ضل هيك بفكرش رح يكون سيام رئيس اللي هو فلسطيني.
Yara is saying that according to what I see is that the situation is getting worse and worse with the days, and according to this I don't believe that ever will be a Palestinian a prime minister in Israel.
بس إذا يعني منجرب نحسن الوضع ومنحاول قديش ما نقدر نوعي الناس ومع الناس بفكر إنه في يوم إنه بيقدر يجي يوم لي.
Because of that, we are going and we are trying to do our best in order to change the situation and also to raise the awareness among the people, and I hope then one day this could be would happen.
بس انه لهلا كيف ما احنا شفنا بالانتخابات اليمين عم بيكتر وهذا الشيء مش راح يحسن الوضع بالعكس.
But according to what we saw at the last elections in Israel, we saw that the extremist right wing just won the elections, and we don't believe that this thing will happen soon.
I agar from Tel Aviv. אני רוצה להוסיף כאילו בינתיים לא נראה לי שזה הולך לקרות, ואני לא מסכימה עם זה. אני כן חושבת שהוא יכול, שזה צריך לקרות.
Hagar says that she doesn't think that it could happen, but she doesn't agree with that. She thinks it should be able to happen.
אני חושבת שכדאי שכן נחשוב חיובי וכן נצפה לזה, כי יש חברי כנסת ערבים ויש ראשי עירייה, ואני כן רוצה להאמין שיום אחד המצב יהיה קצת יותר טוב וכן יוכתר מישהו פלסטיני להיות ראש ממשלה.
But still, she thinks it's important to think positively. And there are Arab members of Knesset, which is the Israeli parliament, and mayors of cities. And so she wants to think that someday it will be possible for there to be a Arab prime minister.
I'm Tamar from Bethlehem. No, I don't think so, because I don't think that Israel will agree this, and we don't think so because the Palestinian will not agree to afterwards in Gaza, and so no, I don't think so.
We want to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Would you want there to be a shared country here?
I think it doesn't really matter either way. As long as the people decide to be peaceful, then either a shared state solution or a two-state solution would work.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is that the fighting ends and people stop getting hurt so that kids won't grow up hating people that are Israeli or Palestinian. That's definitely not what anyone wants. And so if it means that there has to be two separate states so that peace can be possible, then that's what needs to happen. But if they can live together, then that would work too.
Well, I think that your Windows program over there definitely shows that Palestinians and Israelis can learn to work together, and so that it could be possible to have a shared state. But I think that there are also many people who would definitely not be okay with having a shared state. So I'd hope that would be possible, but I'm not sure if it could.
I think it's all a matter of accepting each other, because they can lay out all the rules and everything, but if you don't get together and accept each other and try to make it work, then I don't think two state or one state or anything will really matter.
I'd actually like to comment on a statement made earlier about Obama being elected, meaning the end of racism. And I would just like to say that racism is still very alive and present today in the United States. However, the fact that we overcame that racism is what I think the greatest triumph of the Obama election is.
Yeah, that was probably the most important part of our electing our first black president, was that there were enough people in this country that we could overcome the people that are still behind the times and can't see that we're all living together and we're all important and worth the same.
And I think that should provide a lot of hope for Israelis and Palestinians, because although there will always be conflict, maybe not necessarily violent conflict, but there will always be disagreements, it is possible to overcome them.
And I think that was kind of shown around the world. Hopefully America put off finally like a good symbol, a good leadership, if that makes any sense, that we could be forward enough to elect someone completely different for our country after, 43 presidents before him. We would finally be with the times and elect someone who is new and can really turn our country around. So basically our question for that was, do you like President Obama, and why or why not?
I don't know him personally.
Me neither.
I wish. No, professionally, and like the job he's doing for America.
Ah, okay.
אני לא כל כך מכירה כאילו את מה שאובמה חושב ואת העקרונות שלו, אבל אני כן שמחה שנבחר מישהו שהוא כאילו, שהוא כן, לא יודעת, שהוא שייך למיעוט שעושים אפליה נגדו בארצות הברית, כי אני חושבת שזה באמת, לא יודעת אם להפסיק את הגזענות לגמרי, אבל זה כן יכול לתרום לשינוי ואולי יהיה לו דרכי מחשבה אחרות שלא כל כך גזעניות, ואני מקווה שהוא יביא בעצם שינוי טוב לארצות הברית.
Noam says that she doesn't really know so much specifically what Obama thinks and what his principles are, but she does think it's really important that someone who's a member of a minority that's discriminated against was elected, and she hopes that that can bring change to the U.S.
I think from what I saw from Obama for his first for the first time that he said that US need to talk to Iran, I think. Yeah, so I think that's great that he made peace possible between two countries or two sides, and I think that's great for the first time for him being a president.
אני כן חשוב לי העקרונות של הנשיא, לאו דווקא אם הוא מיעוט או לא, למרות שכן אני חושבת שזה הוכיח שהוא מאוד חשוב. אני מאוד מסכימה עם העקרונות שהוא ציין, אבל אני עוד לא כל כך יודעת את הדרכים בהם הוא פעל.
Hagar says it is important to her the principles of the president. So it's not only that he's part of a minority, even though that does also show something very important. She does agree with the principles that she's read about, but she doesn't know exactly how he's working, through what ways he's trying to make change.
Well, I have a follow-up question for one of the answers you guys gave. Is that okay?
Okay.
Someone was talking about how Obama has helped out with trying to create at least the start of peace with Iran. And I was wondering if you think President Obama will help maybe create more peace in Israel with the conflict that you're dealing with.
نحن مبسوطين انه اوباما انتخب وصار رئيس عشان نفكر انه بزيد الامل عنا احنا اللي عايشين اقليه باسرائيل.
Yara says that we are happy that Obama was elected because this thing just raises our hope that good things could happen in Israel.
بعرف إذا رح يساعدنا بس نتأمل إنه يساعدنا بتثبت إنه بنظبط الوضع اللي هون.
I don't know whether he's going to help us or to fix things that are going on, but I hope, but at least I can hope that he will do these things and make it happen, like make the things go in a better way.
I think that he may help because from what happened in Gaza, I think he got the information of what happened to the kids there, homes destroyed, schools destroyed. Actually, a couple of Americans have died there. So I think he got the message that the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians is getting worse by time, and he has to do something about it. And I think that give us a bit hope, special windows that peace may happen.
You're listening to Generation Connect. My name is McKee Roy. I'm 14. I'm a student at Lincoln High School. My dad's from India and my mom's from Alaska.
I'm Gina. I'm 14. I'm a freshman at Lincoln High School and I'm Italian Catholic.
I'm Maya. I'm 15 and I go to Lincoln High School and I'm Jewish.
My name's Salam. I'm 17. I go to Skyview High School and I'm Palestinian American.
My name is Riley Gold. I'm 17. I go to Lincoln High School in Portland, Oregon, and I'm Jewish.
My name is Leanne. I'm 14 years old. I'm from Jaffa.
My name is Yara. I'm 14 years old. I'm Palestinian. I live in Jaffa.
My name is Yazan Alif Mbet Jalam. I'm 17 years old and I go to free school.
My name is Mara, I'm from Bethlehem, and I'm 15, and I go to high school.
My name is Maria, I live in Jaffa, and I'm 14 years old.
My name is Agal, I'm 14 years old, and I live in Tel Aviv.
My name is Noam, I'm 14 years old, and I live in Tel Aviv. And I want to say that we're youth from three groups, Jewish Israelis from Tel Aviv, and Palestinian citizens of Israel from Jaffa, and Palestinians that live in the Palestinian occupied territories from in Bethlehem.
This is سؤال بالعربي.
Yara wants to ask something in Arabic.
انه لما انتخب اوباما وصار رئيس انه هن الفرقه اللي بنحكي معها هلا كانوا بدهم اياه ينتخب وانه وافقوا
اذا كيفوا
Yara is asking a direct question for the group, the other side, the American group, who are we talking now, talking with them now. She wants to ask about how did they feel when Obama was elected, and were they happy? Were you happy for that?
I felt very happy. For me, it was the knowledge that change was actually coming, and that sounds kind of cliched, but it's very good to see that it's not just going to be more of the same, you know, the rich, the white, commonly in power. It's good to see that Obama was finally elected.
Well, I personally was ecstatic. I mean, we had two great candidates for the Democratic Party this year. There was President Obama and Hillary Clinton, both of whom would have been something really a new direction for our country, either as our first woman or our first black president. And I think either of them would have done well, but I was happy when Obama won because we had 8 years of the same kind of policies, and I think our country really lost a lot of respect around the world and within our own people. And so it was great to see someone new that could give us a new image and hopefully bring us a better future.
Yeah, for me, well, it was kind of more gradual buildup of happiness for me because, well, it was not a very close election, so I kind of knew he was going to win. But then the moment it was official, it kind of hit me, and it was really great. And I ran down to tell my mom, and I was really glad he won.
Oh, yeah, I was pretty excited, too. Thinking about the history of African Americans in the United States, it's really amazing how it came together from, you know, being brought on slave ships to the Civil War to Martin Luther King Jr. and just the time it took for them to finally get their rights. And now we have an African American president, and it's pretty amazing.
On election night, I went to the Portland Convention Center where the Democratic Party was having an election party, and there were people crying and just so happy, and you went outside afterwards and all the cars were honking their horns and everyone was just so excited. But also keep in mind that we are all from Portland, Oregon, which is a prominently liberal city in the United States.
Well, it was also really interesting. I know at Lincoln, we got to watch the inauguration, which we had an assembly and we all went to the gym and we watched the president being sworn in, and everyone went crazy, just cheering, and it was amazing to watch.
So we have another question for you. Do you mind if I ask?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you accept the conflict as a reality, or do you believe it might be able to change, especially in your lifetime? Why?
כרגע זאת המציאות בשבילנו, אבל זה לא סותר, כי אנחנו מקווים שתמיד יש לנו תקווה שיהיה אפשר לשנות את זה בעתיד, ובגלל זה אנחנו כאן, לפחות אני.
We accept it as our reality right now, but that doesn't mean we give up the hope that it is possible to change it, and that's why we're here, or at least why I'm here. Says Noam from Tel Aviv.
אולי שיבת אולי يعني في كتير ناس بدهم سلام وفي كتير مجموعات اللي عم بيشتغلوا على السلام وانه عم نشتغل على هدول الاشياء.
Yara is saying that first of all, sorry, Leyan is saying that first of all, there are so many people who are working to change, in order to change this reality, and also there are so many organizations and groups who are trying to work in order to change this reality.
بس بعد في اكتر ناس اللي بدهمش يصير يتحسن الوضع.
But unfortunately, the majority of the people don't want the situation to be changed.
واحنا يعني وصلنا لنتيجة انه اخر فترة كتير كترت النسبة اللي بدهمش. انه احنا شفنا نتيجة من الانتخابات. انه اليمين يعني هو الربح يعني من الانتخابات.
And at the last, period of time, we saw and we noticed that much more people, or the majority, the most majority of the people, don't want the situation to change, and especially after the Israeli elections.
For me, I was born in this situation, and I lived it,
and that's why I will try to change it because it's terrible to live in it.
We have a question to you.
Okay.
Do you feel different or that you don't belong? Why not?
As a Jewish.
As Jewish or Indian, or you have different background from US.
I've always felt like I belonged in Portland. I've never really had that problem. I've endured my fair share of Jewish jokes, but it really hasn't been bad enough that I can complain about it.
Well, and it's really a shame because many Americans are very ignorant, and I mean, not all of them, but the few that are ignorant enough to, like, call you racist names, I mean, that kind of taints the entire experience of being an American.
Well, in my school and in my area, it's mostly white, so people are not very educated on, of, like, where I'm from and the situation in Palestine and in Israel, so I usually have to explain it to them a lot, and it's okay, but, you know, as long as they doesn't get too overwhelming or rude, that's fine with me if they ask questions.
Well, I'm Gina. I've never felt like I haven't belonged. Sometimes when we learn about things that my religion, the Catholic religion, has done, like the Crusades, I feel ashamed. But I've never felt like I wasn't welcome in America.
Yeah, same. This is Maya. And, well, I was born here, and like, I never felt like I didn't belong. Just
Well, I have a question to ask.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
What do your teachers teach you in school about this, about the Palestinian-Israeli conflict?
בבית ספר שלי, אני נועה מתל אביב, בבית ספר שלי ובעיקר בכיתה שלי, הנושא של הסכסוך הוא מאוד מאוד בעייתי.
Noam says that in her school, the topic of the conflict is really problematic.
בכיתה שלנו יש שני ילדים שהאחיות שלהם נהרגו בפיגוע על ידי מישהו פלסטיני, וזה יוצר המון גזענות והמון בעיות בכיתה שלנו בנושא הזה.
Two sisters of her classmates were killed in a terrorist attack by a Palestinian, which has created a lot of racism in the class and makes it really difficult to talk about the conflict.
ורוב המורים ובעיקר המחנכת שלנו נמנעת מלדבר איתנו על הנושאים האלה בגלל שזה סתם יוצר המון בעיות, למרות שאני לא מסכימה עם הגישה הזאת, בגלל שאני חושבת שגם אם זה יוצר בעיות צריך לדבר איתם, וגם אם לא להגיע לאיזושהי הסכמה, לפחות לקבל את הדעות של האחר.
And so because of this, a lot of the teachers try to avoid talking about the conflict because it's problematic, but she doesn't agree with this. She thinks it's important to talk about it, even if you don't reach an agreement, at least to try to understand the sides of the other.
نعمل فعاليات واشياء عشان هاي الاشياء اللي بتصير.
Yafa is saying that I'm from Jaffa, and in our school we talk a lot about this situation, about the conflict, and we make so many activities that are related to the conflict.
مدرستنا بركزوا كتير وبيحكوا كتير على المواضيع, بس مدارس تانية بيافا بيحكوش عليها كتير, وهيك الولاد يعني
In our school, as I said before, we talk about the conflict so much, but it's only in our school because it's a very special school. While at the other schools in Jaffa, nobody speaks a word about this, so the generation is so ignorant, and especially pupils at my age.
Okay, I'm Hagar from Tel Aviv. לפי מה שאני יודעת ולפי מה שאני מדמיינת, בעיקר בתל אביב ובתי ספר היהודים מדברים על זה יותר מהצד היהודי, מספרים כאילו הכל בסדר בשבילנו, ולפי מה ששמעתי בפגישות שלנו בחלונות זה גם מה שהם עושים בצד השני.
Hagar from Tel Aviv says that from what she knows and what she imagines, most of the Jewish schools in Tel Aviv and other places talk about it mainly from the perspective of the Jewish side, and that everything's okay for us. And from the meetings in Windows, she gets an idea that that's also what it's like on the other side.
אני לא מסכימה עם הדרך הזאת, אבל אני חושבת שגם אין דרך לדעת וכל אחד רואה את זה אחרת, ושכן צריך לספר את זה בכלליות, למרות שכל אחד כאילו באמת מקבל את זה אחרת ויכול לעשות את זה שונה לגמרי.
She doesn't agree with this way, but at the same time thinks that it's sort of necessary to speak in generalizations at times, and that everyone does receive the information differently.
בדול אישי, במדרסה שתנה בחקו כתיר על הדה אישי, ובלחס למודירה שתנה היא בהתאם כתיר על הדה מודוע, ובתואעינה אקטר על הדה מודוע, ומע אינו לולד למדרסתנה מש כתיר בהתאמו, בס איכן אקטר אישי מהתאם.
Maria is saying that although the pupils in my school are not such interested in talking about the conflict, but our principal, she tries all the time to raise our awareness of this conflict and talking while she is talking about it and arranging so many activities related to it.
بفكر هذا الشيء جاي من الاهل انه بكفيش كان بس بالمدرسه يوعوا ويحكوا انه عاوا تربيه الاهل بالدار لما الاهل تهتمش لهالمواضيع وبتحكيش مع اولادها وبتوعيهم شكل اولاد انه بيهتموش لهالاشياء.
Yara is saying that we have to know that this awareness is the role of the parents. Generally the parents don't talk with their children about this conflict, so I believe that the parents should talk more about this and not to rely only on the schools.
وبدي اضيف كمان شيء صغير انه في عائلات وفي اولاد وشباب ويعني كثير عندنا بيافا اللي مش معنيين يفوتوا لهذا المواضيع بهمهم هيك اشياء مش مع بهملوا المواضيع هدول وبيعرفوش هويتهم وتاريخهم وبالمره يعني بيعرفوش شيء عن تاريخهم واصلهم واجدادهم وهذا كثير شيء يعني صعب و
I want to add another thing, saying a Layan from Jaffa, that in Jaffa most of the young people don't know much about this conflict, that they are also such ignorant, so they don't deal with it, they are not interested in talking about it, in knowing this identity, their background, their history as Palestinians.
Yes, I'm from Bethlehem. I want to talk about our school. In our school, teachers teach what's in the books. And what's in the books is about the occupation since 60 years ago. And so every year, it's very hard for us to know what happened to our people for a long time. And our teachers, they lived it because they're old and their fathers have lived it and grandfather lived it, so they want to teach us what happened to Palestinian people since a long time, because they want us to be proud and to be Palestinians, to know what happened to Palestinians. And personally, I want to learn about it, and because I know I want to learn it and know all of it, besides of my what happened to me. You know, everyone have personal experiences with occupation. I have a lot chance. I haven't got a chance to go to school sometimes because of the checkpoints. So I've been in a lot of situations where I want to learn more and know about my people. So that's teachers help us a lot, and of course at home and media too.
Okay, I want to add some small detail. אחת הסיבות שאני באה לחלונות זה באמת זה בגלל שאני לא יודעת הרבה ולא לומדת על זה הרבה, וכאילו אני לא יכולה להבין את הצד השני ומה כל אחד חווה. בגלל זה אני בעצם, זו אחת הסיבות שאני באה לחלונות, כדי לשמוע ולדעת יותר.
So Hagar from Tel Aviv wants to add that that's one of the main reasons why she comes to Windows, is because they don't learn about it a lot and don't have many opportunities to understand what the others think and experience, that she wants to come to Windows to try to hear and to understand better.
לצערי אז אנחנו מאוד כאילו, זה מאוד מיוחד שאנחנו באים לחלונות בגלל שממש אין הרבה אנשים שבאמת מתעניינים בסכסוך לצערי, ובגלל זה כל אחד בעצם מסתכל על הצד שלו ואף אחד לא באמת יודע מה קורה בצד השני, וזה ממש חבל, כי בלי להכיר אנשים מהצד השני ואת הדעות שלהם אז אי אפשר לפתור את הסכסוך.
And Noam from Tel Aviv adds that unfortunately what happens in Windows is very rare and there aren't very many people who have experiences like this and try to understand the other side. There aren't very many people who are interested in learning more about the conflict and the different sides, and it's a shame because it doesn't help people understand each other better.
We have a question. بس بدي اسال بالعربي. ما انتوا بتشعروا بتمييز ديت كوم بامريكا؟
Leanne is asking, do you feel any discrimination against you in the United States? Are you discriminated? As Israelis, Palestinians, Jews in the United States?
Well, at my school, sometimes kids joke around and stuff about it, but it never really gets too serious. And with the discriminatory thing, only like time I really feel that is in airports and when I travel, and it's kind of difficult to travel now with me.
Yeah, I've got that same problem. This is Mickey, by the way. Pretty much every time, except for the last few times I've gone through an airport, I've been searched, patted down, had my luggage gone through. Kind of annoying, but I don't know. Just profiling.
Well, this is Gina. I mean, I know we recently went on a plane, and my family probably doesn't fit the usual profiling, but we had medicine for my brother, and we'd never had this happen before, but because of his medicine, it was over 3 ounces, but we had to take it on the plane in case he had a seizure, and they searched all of our bags, probably because of that, because I guess they thought we were more suspicious, although I've never really felt discriminated against.
I've never really felt, this is Riley, I've never really felt too discriminated against. Like I said earlier, I mean, kids have made Jewish jokes, but it's never really been anything too bad. Once again, you're listening to Generation Connect. Listeners can send in questions on the show page by instant message or email, and we will try to answer as many as we can. We just received this question from a listener. Do you feel you are prepared for college? And for the Palestinians, do you feel you are offered the same educational opportunities as American and Israeli teenagers?
הוא שואל אם הפלסטינים, אם אתם מרגישים, חושבים שיש לכם אותם הזדמנות לחינוך, להשכלה, כמו גם היהודים וגם אמריקאים.
تسأل عن إذا كان فلسطينيين كان فلسطيني في الداخل أو فلسطينيين في الفراد في المناطق المحتلة هل بتحسوا حالك وقت التحضير للجامعة هل فينكم نفس الإمكانيات اللي هي متوفرة للإسرائيليين هل فينكم نفس ال
I'm Yosef from Bethlehem. For us Palestinians, we live in a very small area, and learning in college is sometimes difficult because we don't have much of anything to learn. We have we have in colleges that we can learn, but not like this. A lot of people go to Jordan or Germany or otherwhere to learn to be a doctor. We don't have this kind of ability to teach students because of the situation, and so we don't have the same opportunity as Israeli people. That's for the Palestinian people.
Yara wants to say something about the Palestinians who live inside Israel.
إنه هنا إنه عشان واحد يدخل على الجامعة هاي إنه هاد الشيء كتير صعب جوات داخل هاي الدولة.
For Palestinians inside Israel, it's very complicated to join the university, the college.
وبالذات لما بدك تفوت على شيء اللي هو كتير صعب زي دكتوراه أو هيك أشياء.
Especially when you want to join the medicine faculty, for example.
إنه غير إنه بدهم علامات عالية عشان يقدر ننقبل للجامعة أو للموضوع اللي بدنا إياه.
The first thing, because despite of our efforts, and because of that, because we need to get a high degree, the
استنى اللي هو إنه يفوتوا على الجيش ويخلصوا عشان دهم إنه عشان هاي الدول بدهاش إنه العرب يتقدموا بدهم إنه نكون نفس الإشي بدهمش إنه إحنا العرب نتقدم ونصير أحسن نتطور.
The point is that also we have to wait till the age of 21. And this is restricted in Israel. If you want to join the university, in most of the faculties, you need to wait till the age of 21 years old, because Jewish Israelis inside Israel go to the military service, so they finish their military at the age of 21, so they can go to the university. Meanwhile, the Arabs or the Palestinians inside Israel, they don't go to the military, so we need to 3 years sometimes in order to join the university, and they don't take this in advance. Because of that, we have such a problem.
بدي أضيف إشي أنا ليان. بدي أقول إنه كمان بالمدارس اليهود بعلم الطلاب أول إشي على بعلمهم بطريقة البسيخومتري. إنه بيجي البسيخومتري بيكونوا حاضرين. إنه إحنا بالمدارس العرب فيش عنا نفس طريقة التعليم تبعتهم, وإنه هيك بيكون لنا أصعب نجيب علامات عالية لأي مواضيع بدنا.
Layan is saying that also the educational system is built in other way. Within the Jewish schools, the educational system is built like the psychometric exam style. So when they go,
matriculation exam, sort of like the SAT.
Yes, exactly. And this thing is not like this, but the situation is different in the Arabian schools. So when we go to apply for universities, we don't have enough, generally, we don't have enough, let's say, grade or something like that in order to join the university. And it's very hard for us to do that.
وبعدين كمان مثلا إذا بشغل أو بحيلة محل بيكون في عربي ويهودي بنفس المستوى مع نفس العلامات بنقوا اليهودي بدهم يعني يقبلوا لشغل أو لوظيفة بنقوا اليهودي ويعني مع إنه نفس العلامة بس دائما بنقوا اليهودي.
And another thing, also after we finish our college or the university and we want to apply for some job, and there were some competition between Arab and Jew who have the same qualifications. Generally, they prefer to take the Jewish guy and not the Arab.
وكمان العدد الطلاب مثلاً بمواضيع بالجامعة اللي مثلاً منفع فوتوا عليها طلاب عربي كتير قليلة نسبياً.
And within the colleges themselves and the universities, especially in certain faculties, the place of the Arabs the number of the Arabs is restricted as students. For example, we cannot join more than five students for the faculty of special faculty.
وبدي أقول بس إنه مع كل الصعوبات هاي إنه قديش في ناس اللي خلص عم تستغني وخلص بدهاش تكمل تتعلم وهيك. إحنا رح نكمل نتعلم ورح نجرب نجيب قديش ما نقدر علامات عالية عشان ننقبل ونطور مجتمعنا.
Yara is saying that despite of this situation, and although many people are giving up, we are not going to give up, and we will do our best.
I'm really, really glad to hear that you have awareness to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, and I wanted to ask if you're the only one in the USA that have this awareness, and do you have discussions and arguments about it, and do you hear about the conflict in the USA or talk about it?
the conflict is a pretty heavy topic in the United States, and it's usually avoided, but there are a lot of people who do talk about it, and I'm glad about that, because if we shut out the conflict, then there's no way it'll ever get resolved.
Well, this is Gina. I know for my global studies class, we learned a lot about the conflict. We had many discussions about it, from huge arguments in class. Maya can testify to this, that where people would basically, there's one kid who was kind of screaming at us about different sides of the Israeli and Palestinian side. And our whole final exam was a couple week peace conference where we assumed roles from each side. We were assigned to either the Israeli delegation, and like I was assigned to the Israeli Labor Party.
Yeah, I was Al-Aziz Awada from the Palestinian Islamic Jihad.
Well, I was Ehud Barak from the Israeli Labor Party. And Maya, what were you? Well, she was, you were from the PFLP.
I was the leader of the PFLP.
Anyway, and we all had to learn about all of our different viewpoints and then try and argue and compromise the way a real conference would go. And so we do learn a lot and talk about it a lot in school, but I'm not sure that as many adults do in everyone's line of work.
Yeah, this is Maya, and like Gina said, I'm in her global studies class, and I can definitely testify that there are a lot of heated arguments in our class, and a lot of also not heated but definitely strong opinion discussions about it. And I think that once people know about it, people feel very strongly, but I think there's definitely not enough people who know about it still.
In my school, it's not really discussed, because I'm in a U.S. history class, so it's mostly just about the U.S. But I know some people that take world history, it's one of the main topics, and it's discussed a lot.
This is Riley again. I think being Jewish, whenever I'm around other Jewish teenagers, everyone has a very strong opinion. And I would say that in the United States, most adults, it seems, follow the conflict and have an opinion on it. But a lot of teenagers don't really pay attention, just because they don't pay attention to world events in general. But I would definitely say that the conflict is a hot topic and something a lot of people care about in the United States.
Okay, so this is Gina, and we have one last question, and our question has kind of two different parts. We wanted to know, if you're Palestinian, what would happen if you fell in love with an Israeli, and kind of vice versa, if you were an Israeli, what would happen if you fell in love with a Palestinian?
Personally, like, if I fell in love, I'm Palestinian, yes, I'm from Beit Jala. If I fell in love with this person, if we got married, she can give me the Israeli ID, so I can get in and out of Israel, like, Israel in person, just like Jaffa. So I'm Arabic, but I have the Israeli ID, so.
So it would be an advantage.
If I think I get to visit a lot of places like churches. From the negative side, I don't think a lot of people accept it because of the traditions. That's my point of view. I don't know about the others.
So do you think people would not really approve of it, or something like that?
No, from the religion side, like Palestinians are mostly Christians and Muslims.
Okay, my name is Agar, and I'm a Jewish from Tel Aviv. אם אני אתאהב מישהו פלסטיני מיפו, זה יהיה קצת פחות בעיה, כי זה יהיה קצת יותר נגיש ואולי קצת יותר מקובל, כי כן, באיזשהו מקום הוא חי במדינה, בשטחים של מדינת ישראל עצמה.
Agar from Tel Aviv, who's Jewish, says that if she were to fall in love with a Palestinian from Jaffa, which is within Israeli territory, it would be a little bit less difficult and maybe a little bit more accepted, because it's with someone who at least lives in the same country territory.
ואם אם זה יהיה עם מישהו פלסטיני מחוץ לשטחים, זה יהיה קצת יותר מסובך, כי גם הדרך תקשורת שלנו תהיה יותר נמוכה, וזה יהיה בעיקר באולי טלפון והמחשב, וגם זה פחות מקובל, כי הרבה אנשים לא מכירים ויודעים את מה שאנחנו יודעים ומה שאנחנו לא יודעים על הצד השני, ולהרבה אנשים יש מחשבות שאולי לא מקבלות את זה.
And if it were with a Palestinian from the occupied territories, it would be more complicated and less accepted because there's less access, their means of communication would be much more difficult, probably just through phone and email, and fewer people would accept it within Israel because they know less about the Palestinians from the territories, so they would find it difficult.
I'm Yara from Jaffa. فكر نود بسيس كتير معقد انه في ناس اللي هن يهود وعرب اللي بحبوا بعض واصحاب وهيك بس كتير معقد.
Okay, Yara is saying that this thing is not such complicated thing because there are lots of of couples who are Jews and Arabs together.
هندي مثال مزارت اللي هي اليوم ختيارة كتير من زمان جوزت واحد من غزة راحت عاشت معه بس بعدين بعد ما مات تركت ورجعت تعيش هون بيافا العربية.
Layan is saying that I have an example about my neighbor. My neighbor is Palestinian from Jaffa. She married from some guy from Gaza, and after she went to live there, and after he died, she came back to Jaffa.
بدي اقول كمان اشي بس انه اذا حدا فلسطيني داخل اسرائيل رح يحب حدا فلسطيني انه من بيت لحم او انه محل هو رح يكون شوي مشكلة عشان اول اشي الدولة مش رح تسمح له يجي يسكن هنا ويشتغل هنا.
Yara is adding that there could be some problem for Palestinian who lives inside Israel to be married with a Palestinian who lives in the occupied territory because the government will not give them the permission to live together inside Israel.
I want to clear something that what I said about the ID, not everybody gets it. Like it's a few from 1,000, and it's a very long way you have to go through to get it, so it's not that easy to get.
I'm Tamar from Bethlehem. In my opinion, if it's good with my parents and his parents, I will marry him with no problems. But it might happen there's some problems about the people and what they think about you. So this is a big problem for me and him. We have one last question. What is one message you would give to your leaders?
There's a lot of things that if I could go talk to people who work in our Congress or the president that I'd like to say, but pertaining specifically to the conflict, we want the fighting to stop. It's not fun to hear. I mean, I'm sure it's so much worse for you, but we don't like hearing that people are getting bombed and people are dying, and it's no one wants that. And that would be the most important thing I would tell my leaders, is that they need to create a compromise so that at least there can be peace.
I think there isn't as much that our leaders can do as much as your leaders. If I could talk to Obama, though, I would tell him possibly put in peacekeepers, talk to the United Nations about supplies for Gaza residents, housing, temporary or final housing. But yeah.
I think global poverty is an issue that causes a lot of the conflict in the world. When people don't have a lot, then they're pushed towards more radical views. For example, a lot of the terrorism that the United States is fighting is in much poorer countries, and you know, gang violence is the worst in poor neighborhoods, etc. And I think that if Obama can do anything reducing global poverty would be huge, and creating less poverty in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank would be beneficial for everyone. And I think that when people can provide for themselves, they won't be as radical, and they won't want conflict as badly. Or better to put that in a better way, I think they'll work harder to avoid conflict.
I think I would tell Obama just not to give up. Like, I think the Bush administration, they tried at first, and then they didn't really try after that. And I think Obama, especially with him being a different kind of voice now, I think his new leadership style will work. And if he puts the time in that area, I think it'll be a lot more peaceful and beneficial to everybody.
Yeah, I would say that we should definitely, Obama needs to help other countries in need and whoever needs our help. But I think also we'd be careful not to meddle too much in other people's business, because in the past we've tried to help and it's actually made things worse. So I think he just needs to be careful, but also he needs to help.
Okay, thank you.
نقول آخر إشي مثلاً كل فرقة إنه كتير كيفنا نحكي معكم.
Layan is saying that as one of the group and the name of the group, I want to say that it was very nice and we were very pleased to talk to you.
استفدنا من الأشياء اللي قلتوهم ونتأمل إنه كمان أنتوا استفدتوا وعرفتوا أشياء اللي ما كنتوش تعرفوها.
And I believe that it was so effective for us that we talked to you.
استمتعنا نحكي ونتعرف عليكم وكان إشي بجنن.
It was so fun also to talk to you and to know you.
We had a lot of fun.
It was very fun for us over here too, and it was very good to talk to you, and my opinions have definitely been changed.
I learned a lot from all of you that I wouldn't have known otherwise. Thank you.
Yeah, I also learned a lot, and I can't believe this is actually possible to set up this conversation with you guys.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you, too. I learned a lot today, and you guys are really nice.
I would like to say that we had a lot of fun, and we hope that you come and visit us in Palestine.
We learned a lot, too, and thank you very much, and it was really effective, I think.
So thank you for listening to the First Generation Connect show. Thanks to all the students involved for taking part. Thanks also to all the others in the Windows Channels for Communication Young Journalist Group who participated off the air in making this program a reality, and the students at Lincoln High School for their help as well. We also want to thank the people that made this show possible. Pamela Hall, Global Studies teacher at Lincoln High School in Portland, Oregon. Hannah Weitzer, Resource Development Coordinator, Windows Channels for Communication in Tel Aviv. Windows Channels for Communications is a nonprofit organization made up of Jews and Palestinians from Israel and Palestinians from the occupied Palestinian territories. Established in 1991, Windows promotes acquaintance and understanding between people from both nations in order to empower participants to work together towards positive change. Visit www.win-peace.org. Also, we would like to thank Lauren Gold, Israeli Liason for Generation Connect, Trudy Morrison from Earth to Parents Productions, Doug Zanger, Kyle O'Brien, and Emily Gibson at Small Plate Radio, Tony, our translator. Generation Connect was produced by Trudy Morrison, founder of Earth to Parents Productions. Please check back often to the Generation Connect webpage at www.earth2parents.com. That's earth2parents.com. We will have the podcast up very soon, available for download, and we will try to answer all questions that came in during the show. Please email us at talk@earth2parents.com. That's talk@earth2parents.com. And check back to continue the discussion by young adults all around the world. Thank you, peace and harmony to all, and good wishes.
Thank you!